Good morning, everybody. Time to get on the air once again with Josh Benega, Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer, as we do every Monday morning at this time. And good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Pretty good. We're here through the magic of radio.
Yeah, I see you survived the fair.
Yes, you're looking pretty good, too.
I always enjoy the fair. Yep. I always enjoy the treats that I give out to the veterans, and they're well appreciated, and you know, it's my big outreach. I get 200 of those treats, and I hand them out to every veteran I see. I said, thank you for your service,
right.
And here you go. Get yourself something nice at the fair, and it's
kind
really
of,
fun.
Kind of fun to talk to people in a more informal setting, and they're just kind of a little more relaxed probably than
and
sometimes.
And fair food is always good.
It is. It definitely is.
Always good. I always have.
What's your favorite fair food?
Oh, you have to do that. I might have to say the fry bread bacon cheeseburger.
Okay, I'm with the beef commercial. It's always my perennial favorite over at Faith Lutheran.
I had a lot of beef commercials when I was growing up, so I've kind of outgrown them.
Yeah,
so,
but still my prime meal at the fair. But mm-hmm. I like a corn dog once in a while, too.
Oh, yeah, so, full on corn dog,
right.
Cheese curds.
That's right.
Fair food.
Got to have that. Mini donuts.
Yep.
All right, well, let's salute a veteran off today.
Today we're saluting Private First Class Stanley E. Berglund. Stanley was born on September 15th, 1905 in Dawson, passed away on August 12th, 1966. He entered active duty on March 26th, 1942, Fort Snelling in the United States Army. He was 36 years old.
It's not very old. Is it?
Well,
not to me.
Going through basic training at that age.
It is at that age, yes.
I'm 37, and I can't imagine going through basic training again.
I'm 66, and I can't imagine going through basic training.
He entered active duty March 26, 1942, at Fort Snelling in the United States Army. Was honorably discharged 3.5 years later on July 26, 1945, at the hospital center at Camp Carson, Colorado. He was a light artillery gun crewman with the 344th Field Artillery Battalion. He was wounded in action on January 29th, 1945, in Luxembourg. Some battles and campaigns that he participated in were Normandy, northern France, and the Rhineland. Some medals and ribbons that he earned, he was a marksman with the M1 rifle, a marksman with the M1 carbine, received a Purple Heart for his wounds sustained in action, European, African, Middle Eastern Theater Service Ribbon with 3 Bronze Service Stars, a Good Conduct Medal, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Stanley, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
Hats off to the vets. Every day is Veterans Day.
Every day is
office.
Veterans Day. As we're speaking right now, I'm getting educated up at the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers Conference.
Okay, so you'll know twice as much as you do now next time we see you.
I don't know about that.
Good refresher.
Yeah. They say every time you learn something, a wrinkle, you know, is created in your brain.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I have no hair.
Yeah. Well, as long as they don't start coming to the outside of your head, you'll be okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our topic today. We're going to talk about the dental clinic at the Minnesota Veterans Home.
Yes. There was a press release came out August 23rd from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. They made history on the 23rd by opening the nation's first of its kind fixed dental clinic on a state veterans home campus. This is at the Minneapolis Veterans Home. Funding for the new dental clinic was made possible through a unique public-private partnership with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Delta Dental of Minnesota Foundation, Minnesota Veterans for Veterans Trust Fund, or V4V, and the Disabled American Veterans, DAV. A Minnesota Foundation. Supporters from all four organizations joined officials at a floss cutting ceremony.
Ooh, that's a good one.
So apparently, you know, it's a dental clinic, so they don't.
I got to remember that if we ever do one over at the dental clinic here. I'm going to make some flosses, cutting. Do some floss cutting.
Do a floss cutting
that's a good
ceremony.
One.
At the new clinic at the Minneapolis campus, residents and staff from the Minneapolis home, as well as members and supporters of the veterans community, all celebrated the opening. The new clinic opened. It makes it easier and more efficient to provide dental care to the 300 residents of the Minneapolis Veterans Home, as well as participants in the campus's Adult Day Center program. Previously, the Minnesota Veterans Home, like other skilled care facilities across the country, relied on mobile dental clinics, so basically an RV that's set up to do dental work, provided dental care for veterans. Challenges with these mobile units included the limited ability to provide dental procedures, the increased cost and time for setup and teardown, lack of adequate space to receive patients, inconsistent durability of the equipment, and poor conditions for infection control. Can you imagine?
No, it'd be kind of tough to...
Yeah, very much.
Keep it sanitary in a yes. place like that. Yeah.
This new innovative clinic at the Minneapolis campus addresses most all of those challenges and goes a step further in creating an interdisciplinary team approach to oral health care while serving veterans home residents in a familiar dental environment with staff support. Includes newly hired community dentist. Clinic also features specialized equipment that better serves those with cognitive impairments, physical disabilities, and dental staff with expertise in dementia care and challenging behaviors. MDVA, Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, received three major grants for this project, including $100,000 from Delta Dental and Minnesota Foundation, $60,000 from Veterans for Veterans Trust Fund, and $50,000 from the DAV Minnesota Foundation. They're used for construction, renovation, equipment, and supplies. This dental clinic, it's unique due to the direct partnership with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. A small portion of veterans are eligible for dental benefits through VA healthcare system due to strict eligibility criteria. This criteria, you have to be 100% service-connected disabled through the Department of Veterans Affairs or have a documented dental injury from your time in service, or within 6 months of being separated from the service. So there's really strict criteria for VA dental care. Most veterans who reside at the Minneapolis Veterans Home rely on other benefits or privately pay for dental services. Not only will this treat the 300 residents at the Minneapolis Veterans Home, it'll also serve the 100 residents at the Hastings Veterans Home. And they're also considering more projects for veterans homes in Silver Bay, Fergus Falls, Laverne. And I'm hoping, you know, the ones that get built around here soon.
That'd be nice.
Yes.
Get them a little bit closer.
Yes. More information on this, you can go to Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And that number is?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. I will caveat this. We are closed this week and next Monday as well. I'm at a conference as we speak. And then next Monday I have a VSO update meeting at the St. Cloud VA healthcare system. So we get a quarterly update of what's going on there.
Okay.
So
they can call the Vets Lincoln's Line or one of the area veteran service officers could probably
actually,
help.
Actually, everybody will be at that conference. Oh. It's Minnesota Association of County Veterans.
So
it'll
be tough
service
then. The Lincoln's Line is going to be your best bet then yep. for that week.
But leave a message and right. I will get back to you.
Okay.
Reach us by phone at 598-3445.
Okay. In the garden level.
Garden level.
Of the courthouse.
Lower east, level of the courthouse.
East door there.
Yep.
Handicap accessible. Just
yes.
a couple doors down, not far to go.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks, Josh.
Thank
we'll
you.
Catch you again next week.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
Josh Benega, Lackmarl Veterans Service Officer with us on Vets Info on the air.